The federal budget is still not balanced, and that's making Alaska Native health corporations that receive federal funding via the Indian Health Service nervous. At least one of the organizations is weighing cuts to employee benefits as a way to reduce their budget. From Dillingham, KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports.
Usually the Native health corporations get one big payment of federal funding at the beginning of the fiscal year, October 1st. But this October, that money did not arrive because the federal budget is not being balanced in Washington. Instead, health corporations are getting smaller monthly installments of federal funds. The dollars from Washington are just trickling in, and that's starting to have an impact in Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation officials confirmed the organization is contemplating cuts to employee benefits as one way to compensate for delays and cuts in federal funding. Officials say they're considering cuts to travel, holiday pay, and leave for employees. President and CEO of the BBAHC, Robert Clark, confirms that since the beginning of the fiscal year on October 1st, the BBAHC has received just one funding allotment from Congress, meant to cover costs through November 26th, and it was 1.5% less than last year's amount. The second payment, Clark says, should be available soon, but will likely be similarly short and only cover costs for another month. The organization, which is the largest year-round employer in Bristol Bay, went through two rounds of layoffs this spring after cuts and delays in federal funding began to materialize. Clark says the BBAHC is taking measures to avoid more layoffs, including the cuts to employee benefits. In addition, he says the organization is making efforts to increase third-party billing and has instituted a 5% price increase for all services that went into effect on November 26th. BBAHC officials say the organization has not raised its prices since 2007. The BBAHC operates Kanakanak Hospital in Dillingham and 29 clinics in surrounding villages. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.